Remember. Why is it important to remember? Do you remember when a chip was only something hot and wrapped in newspaper? It wasn't part of a computer. What's a computer? Or a mobile phone. Do you remember when a friend was someone you actually met up with? And not just an acquaintance of an acquaintance you happen to have connected with on Facebook. Do you remember when a tweet was only the sound a bird made, not an instant message? Or tag was a game of running around, not saying that's someone in a photo. Status was your social standing, not showing everyone what and where you were eating. Viral was reserved for infectious diseases, not a popular picture or video. Do you remember when troll was an imaginary creature who lived under a bridge, not nosing into other people's business? Check-in was reserved for airports or hotels. And finally, pirate was a guy with a beard who held up people at sea, not an illegal download or copy of something. Oh, the good old days, eh? Stop harping on about the past. Get real. Live for today. Embrace the bright modern future. I wonder, do you sometimes feel that you're past your sell-by date? And that a younger generation feel they have nothing to learn from you? And yet today, we do stop to look back. We stop to remember the price that was paid by hundreds of thousands, by millions, for our freedoms. I wonder, do you remember the Second World War? Hands up. I can't even begin to imagine what it must have been like for you to live through it. And as I said earlier, it's very difficult for us who are a generation behind to really fully engage with what went on. But it's important for us to look back, that hopefully we might learn some of the lessons so that we don't make the same mistakes that led to war. It's important to remember. We had one of those recently. Remember the 5th of November. Gunpowder, treason, and plot. I see no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. But actually, we've forgotten the rest of the rhyme. Does anybody know the rest of the rhyme? No? Well, you can see it. Guy Fawkes was his intent to blow up King and Parliament. 60 barrels were laid below to prove old England's overthrow. By God's mercy, he was catched with a dark lantern and a lighted match. Holler, boys, holler, let the bells ring. Holler, boys, holler, God save the king. So you are, I've taught you a piece of history this morning. So we remember the 5th of November. But I've been taking a look in the Bible about what it says about remembering. And in fact, the word remember occurs 230 times in the Bible. I didn't count them. I read that. Don't worry, we're not going to look at all 230 references today. We might be here for a while. But I just want to flag up a few verses that talk about the importance of remembering. And the first one I found refers to Genesis chapter 9 and verses 12 to 16. I won't read all of these passages, but it's the passage where God puts a rainbow into the sky, and he says that he will remember his covenant not to flood the earth again. So that whenever you see that rainbow, you can remember God's promise to to us never to flood the earth. But I wonder, when we see the rainbow, do we remember our need to worship God and to honour him and to learn the lesson of the flood, where men and women went against God? So that's the first one. The second group of verses come in Deuteronomy, when God took the children of Israel into the promised land, and he gave them these instructions. Be careful that you don't forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. And then a little later, but remember the Lord your God, because it's he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. And then a little later, remember the days of old, consider the generations long past, ask your father and he will tell you, your elders, and they will explain to you the importance of passing on the traditions, the importance of passing on the knowledge of God. God had brought the nation of Israel into a land that was described as a land flowing with milk and honey. It had everything they needed to sustain them, but unfortunately they forgot their God. And that's our problem, isn't it? We have it comparatively easy, and so it's easy for us to forget our God and what he gives you. Can I ask you, is our nation really improving? We have set aside the moral absolutes of God's word, and people suffer as a consequence. I was reading about the Ukraine, because you'll know that there's been a conflict between the Ukraine and Russia on the eastern borders. And as many Ukrainians have come under the threat of the Russian army, and people have had to flee from their homes, they are struggling to find food and shelter and warmth. And we think about them heading into another cold winter just now. But amazingly, despite all that they're going through, thousands of Ukrainians are turning to God. In their desperate time, in their difficult situation, suddenly God becomes very real to them. And they want God in their lives. I wonder about us. What would it take for us to wake up to the fact that there is a God that we will give an account to, that we need in our lives, that he provides everything for us? There's another verse I often quote to people when I visit them in hospital. And it's about when you're led on your bed at night and when things get very big and out of perspective. Do you ever get in that situation? It's in the darkness, isn't it? That actually everything seems so huge and so difficult. And so it says in verse 6 of that psalm, you can read the psalm when you have time. On my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Your family might not be able to be there. The church minister might not be able to be there when you have that darkness in your life. But God is there. He wants to hear from you. He wants you to unburden your problems on him. He wants to give you his peace in your life. So remember God when those days of trouble come. Remember to bring it to him, and he can deal with your anxiety. None of us knows what circumstances may come suddenly in our lives. But do we have a relationship with God, or are we going to feel isolated? He promises to be with us. Now, famously, in the book of Ecclesiastes, which we're generally studying on Sunday mornings, it says this about remembering. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you say, I find no pleasure in them. I'm not going to say too much about that, because we will come to that in Ecclesiastes. But remember your Creator. Bring him into the center of your life before it's too late. Make sure you have that relationship with God all through your life. Don't leave it till you're older and say, well, I'll think about it then, when life has passed you by. God wants to be at the center of your life, not to control you, not to make unrealistic demands on you, but because he wants you to have the most out of life, and that comes in a relationship with him. Two more important passages and we're done. One is the passage we use when we have communion. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same way, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. And it's so important to remember the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made. Jesus died on that cross, the ultimate sacrifice. We've thought of the sacrifice that soldiers made for our freedom, but his was the ultimate sacrifice. He died to take the judgment of God that should be on us for our sin. He took it upon himself. It's not by trying to live a good life that we get into heaven, because we all fail to do that. It is by the unmerited sacrifice of Jesus. He was perfect where we are not. This is how much God loved us, that he sent Jesus to be that ultimate sacrifice for us. If we forget this, if we ignore this, if we reject him, then what hope do we have for eternity? Because he is the only way for us in eternity. Do you remember with a glad heart the sacrifice he made? Finally, let me take you to the book of Revelation, where God is writing to one of the early churches that were founded. Revelation chapter 2. To the angel in the church in Ephesus write, these are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know your deeds, your hard work and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked people, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not and have found them false. You have persevered and have endured hardships for my name and have not grown weary. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. Consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come and remove your lampstand from this place. Consider how far you have fallen, or remember where you've come from. And for some of you, perhaps you can remember that first love that you had when you discovered the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Have you forgotten that love of him? In the busyness of life, in the struggles of this world, have you forgotten your relationship with him? Has God's purpose for your life become less important than what you want to do? You're busy amassing possessions, or you're just struggling to go through life. You're busy pursuing a career, and you don't really take the time to give God much thought in that. Is a relationship with someone else more important than your relationship with God? Did you once walk well with God, but your heart for him and his word has grown cold? Remember, consider how far you have fallen away from him. That would be descriptive of our nation, wouldn't it? That we have forgotten him. We have abandoned him. We have walked away from him and his word. And we're in a mess as a nation because of that. But if we're going to see things turned around, it starts with us personally and our relationship with God. Have we ever had a relationship with God? Do we need to begin one? Do we need to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? And if we can say yes, we do know the Lord Jesus as our Savior. How is our relationship with him today? Remember where you have come from and do the things you did at first. It's so important to remember. Thank you.